Immigrants in Iowa continue to play a greater role in the state's economy. In some of these immigrant communities, there's increased fear because of tighter enforcement of immigration laws under President Donald Trump. Democratic presidential candidates are running against his messages as they campaign here in Iowa ahead of the caucuses. IPR's Katie Pikus reports they're also proposing solutions to a system many people believe is broken.
The following candidates for United States citizenship have been examined by an officer of the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services.
In the middle of the World Food and Music Festival in downtown Des Moines back in September, nearly 150 people became new U.S. citizens. They came from close to 40 countries.
Bosnia and Herzegovina, Brazil.
There was a lot of joy and excitement.
I'm so happy.
Biaktekia was originally from Burma.
I'm so happy to become an American citizen. It's always my dream to become one. And thank you, American.
The process to become a citizen can take years for some people, and it's out of reach for millions of undocumented immigrants living in this country. Democratic candidates like Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren want to change that.
We need a pathway to citizenship for the people who are here to stay.
Candidates agree that the immigration system is broken. With nearly a million pending cases in immigration court, there aren't enough judges to handle them. A 2013 bill that would have helped millions of undocumented people become citizens failed to make it through both chambers of Congress. Susie Pritchett is a law professor at Drake University in Des Moines.
We know that immigration law is federal law. It's law that Congress has kind of exclusive power to set and regulate. It's largely immune from judicial review and the other ways that most federal legislation is.
Yet President Donald Trump has been able to affect immigration through his use of executive orders.
You know, he really has taken the authority he has as the executive and really pushed the boundaries of what it means to enforce immigration law.
Democratic presidential candidates are challenging Trump's executive actions. They've talked about reinstating Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, an Obama administration program that protected immigrant youth from being deported. Trump ended DACA by executive order in 2017. It's now caught up in the courts. Here's Julian Castro defending DACA.
If the Supreme Court rules against DACA and I'm elected, I will immediately have my Department of Justice work on a workaround that so we can find another way to do it immediately by executive order.
But some voters want the candidates to do more than just react to President Trump. Vanessa Marcano Kelly became a U.S. citizen earlier this year. She's originally from Venezuela. Marcano Kelly has endorsed Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. She says she wants a candidate who plans to pass comprehensive immigration reform, but also one who looks to address the root causes of immigration.
We need to be asking that question. Why are people coming in droves? Why is there a crisis at the border right now of refugees and asylum seekers?
That's a focus for Senator Sanders. Sanders says people from Honduras and El Salvador are leaving these countries because of drug violence and poverty, and they're making dangerous journeys to the U.S. He wants the U.S. to work with leaders in these countries to improve people's lives.
People would rather stay in their own countries, with their own families, with their own language, rather than travel 1,500 miles.
One of the more divisive proposals on immigration is decriminalizing illegal border crossings. Five of the candidates say there should be some criminal penalties, but others like Julian Castro want this to be a smaller violation like a parking ticket.
Under my administration, you would still be held accountable for that, but in a civil court, not a criminal court. And we would work so that undocumented immigrants are on a pathway to citizenship as long as they haven't committed a serious crime.
Despite differences, candidates are aligned in putting people already here without legal status on a pathway to citizenship. I'm Katie Pikus, Iowa Public Radio News.